Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? What's going on, everybody out there in Radio Land? This is your boy Smoochie D, and I'm bringing you an exclusive show here on Monday night, the Ballers Life Sports Show here on the Legion of Greatness Radio Network. Tonight, I will be talking to you about my favorite NBA team, the Phoenix Suns. Now, for those who've been sleeping under the rock, we all know that the NBA draft just happened. And yes, some teams won, some teams lost. Some people cried, some people rejoiced. One thing we know for sure, the Knicks will not be a good team again. We know that for sure. But before we go ahead and then get into all of that, man, we got to give a shout-out to everybody that supports the network, man. First and foremost, I want to thank you, the listeners. You, the most important people. You, the listeners, for tuning in to the Legion of Greatness Radio Network, listening to all our shows, man. Go ahead, keep supporting us on Facebook. Like us. Legion of Greatness Radio Network. Once again, Legion of Greatness Radio Network. That's our like page on Facebook. You know, I'm getting a whole lot of love on Twitter. Feeling kind of famous now, if I can say that. Definitely hit me up on Twitter. Follow me at Blessed Greatness. When you see Diary of a Cool Dude, you already know that is me. At Blessed Greatness on Twitter. Man, the best sports branding company in the whole wide world, IE Sports LLC. You can follow, well, not follow them, but you can definitely check them out on their website at www.iesportsllc.com. Once again, www.iesportsllc.com. Of course, man, my man Kanaan Perry is in the lab right now as we speak. Yeah, y'all know his name by now, Kanaan Perry. When I talk about Kanaan Perry, I talk about Best Soulmates Clothing Line. Shout out to everybody that's wearing it. It's getting big. Get ready for that fashion week in September. You can follow them on IG at Soulmates_Apparel. Once again, Soulmates_Apparel on IG. Now, man, draft just came and passed. You're looking pretty good. Some say you still have nothing to fear. But we are on the cusp. Now, we all know the draft order, Markelle Fultz going number one to Philly. We know that Lonzo Ball, my pick, guy who's going to make an immediate impact right away, Lonzo Ball going number two. Jason Tatum going number three to Boston. And, you know, in case you didn't know, Lonzo Ball went to the Lakers. And then there was number four, Josh Jackson, going to the Phoenix Suns. Now, a lot of people try to pry this pick away from the Phoenix Suns. And, you know, we just wondering why. Josh Jackson's a good player. I am not going to deny that. He's a great player. I believe he's probably one of the most versatile and athletic players in this draft. Definitely plays the most defense, which Phoenix does need right now as an immediate impact. What will his impact mean to the Phoenix Suns? Now, that is always a question that makes you scratch your head. Now, from what I understand, Josh Jackson will be playing forward. Well, of course, he's forward. That's what he did in Kansas. Working on a consistent jump shot, because he got some little funky, herky-jerky jump shot. But I don't care. I've seen him shoot some, and it goes in. He handles the ball fairly well. Once again, freakishly athletic. So his defensive prowess was the main thing that stood out, and his competitive nature, true Detroit kid to his heart. Shout out to everybody from Detroit. So, and people heard me, and they know how I really felt about, how I felt about it. I felt that we should have traded the pick because Phoenix needs, and I stress on the word needs, capital NEEDSZ, ZZ, needs some free agents that's going to make an immediate impact on the culture. Definitely, we got some good players on the team. We got Eric Bledsoe, got Devin Booker. We have Tyson Chandler, T.J. Warren, got those guys. But also, you know, we got some good young talent. Dragan Bender, Marquise Chris, who we drafted last year. We got Derrick Jones Jr. we got from the D-League, a.k.a. Airplane Mode. The surprise guy, I call him, that's what I call him, Sleeper. Allen Big Sauce Williams. Shout out to Big Sauce. And of course, another guy who was definitely, when given the time, he stepped up. And he stepped up real big, man. Tyler Ulis. We got those guys. And of course, you know, can't forget about Alex Lynn and Brandon Knight, Jared Dudley, Leandro Barbosa. But what can we do, Phoenix fans? We always ask that question. What can we do to get better? Because last year we were the laughing stock of the West. We was the worst team in the West. The second worst team overall. And Phoenix Suns, you can agree with me when I tell you this. We are tired of being in the lottery. Now, granted, some people think that with the acquisition of drafting Josh Jackson, we will automatically, you know, tack on some wins. But you got to remember, Josh Jackson is a rookie. And he's going to have a lot of responsibility defensively. Where can we put Josh Jackson? Some people say the two, some people say the three, some people say the four. Now, here was my thing. I wanted Lonzo Ball because Lonzo Ball was going to force a trade. I said that here on this show and many other shows prior to this, weeks ago. And what did he do? He forced a trade. He forced D'Angelo Russell out of there. And now D'Angelo Russell is in Brooklyn. Not only did he force the trade, but he got a major key back, Brook Lopez. So imagine if we were the number two pick, which we were originally supposed to get in the first place. And yeah, people say it's the ping pong balls, whatever. We all know Phoenix was supposed to get that second pick. We know. But that's another show. Lonzo Ball would have came in, he would have forced a trade. Because Phoenix, we got some money to spend. And that's with them cutting the overall salary cap back down from 102 to, I think, $99 million. We went from $102 million back down to $99, and we still have money to spend. Definitely to get two max players. Two. So what do we do? And we've had a lot of offers, man. I'm talking about LaMarcus Aldridge for number four. We were talking about DeAndre Jordan for number four. We were talking about Kevin Love for number four. We did not pull the trigger. Now, whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But, and I got mixed feelings on Josh Jackson. Not that he's not a good player. Not that at all. It's just, right now, Phoenix needs that player that's going to make an immediate impact, like right now, because we want to win right now as fans. And somebody broke this down to me. Lose now, lose games now, so we can win championships tomorrow. And let me adapt this theory. The Phoenix Suns have some talented young guys. Some say one of the probably most talented young guys since that OKC team. Yes, the OKC team when they had Durant, Russell, Jeff Green, Harden, Ibaka. Let me keep on going because they had more young, talented guys. Jeremy Lamb, Eric Maynard. They got a Perry Ellis. No, we got to find it. He came from Baylor, 6'10". I mean, he was mean. He could play the two. And McGarry from Michigan. Young talent. So much young talent that they all wanted to get paid. Which, in some shape, form, or fashion, they did. And they acquired Steven Adams, too. They had so much young talent in OKC, it wasn't enough money to go around. Now, granted, you know, the owner was very, very, very cheap. Didn't want to keep them together. So, therefore, it's kind of reason why they're in the position that they're in now. But I digress. You understand. You are following what I'm saying. And we're getting some comparisons to that here in Phoenix. That young, hungry OKC team that was out there and was giving people a run for their money and winning games and ultimately going to a championship when they lost to the Miami Heat. So when you got a Bender, when you got a Dragan Bender, when you got a Devin Booker, you got a Marquise Chris, you got a Derrick Jones Jr., got a Josh Jackson, got a Davon Reed, got a Alan Sauce, got a Tyler Ulis, got a TJ Warren, and Alex Len for right now. You got a lot of young talent. A lot of young talent. But here's the thing. Gotta win games. Gotta win games. There is so much young talent here on this team. We gotta hold somebody accountable for winning games. Now it's time for us to go ahead and win some games and make it all work out, man. So I'm thinking, what do we need? Because Josh Jackson, let's just say Josh Jackson plays a three. Well, we already drafted TJ Warren there from NC State. He did pretty well. Better leading scorer on our team. 14 points a game. 5 rebounds. definitely stepped it up when Eric Bledsoe came, got hurt. And I think he was a perfect fit, perfect complementary player to Devin Booker. Devin Booker, the leading scorer of our team. You know, we all remember him having that 70-point breakout game against the Boston Celtics. He's averaging 22. He did very well, fairly durable, 78 games. Eric Bledsoe, panned out, played 66 games, 21 points, 6 assists. So we got some young guys on our team. But what do we do? What do we do? I mean, Tyson Chandler. We need a big man. Tyson Chandler, 16th year. He was 2 points shy of a double-double, averaging a double-double. But he only played 47 games. The surprise to me was Sauce Williams. Great big surprise. From 47 games to work, he averaged 7.6 rebounds. Playing center. He's not a footer. Not a 7-footer. He's 6'9". We're still waiting for the emergence of Alex Len, which I feel, and I've been harsh on the guy. I feel that Alex Len can become somebody. Fairly durable this past season, 77 games. But, man, think about if we could Paul Millsap. Or Serge Ibaka. And we somehow, some way, we can pry DeAndre Jordan away from the Clippers. Now we got some defense. We got some defense. Because, you know, the Phoenix Suns, our problem was, our problem was never the guard play. We've always had dynamic guards here in Phoenix. I'm talking about all the way from KJ to Steve. I mean, and for those who don't know, Jason Kidd was a backup point guard to Steve Nash. Yeah, a Hall of Famer backing up a Hall of Famer. Our guards have never been the problem. Last great big man that played for Phoenix. You say Amari Stoudemire. Some people are saying Shaq. And by the time Shaq got to Phoenix, he was a little bit over the hill. But, you know, besides Amari Stoudemire, who was before the great power forward or center before him? Charles Barkley. So, yeah, I think Phoenix, our problem was getting that dynamic big man who can control and patrol the paint. And I think we are just one big man away from doing that. Not knocking Tyson Chandler. Tyson Chandler is a hell of a player. But asking Tyson Chandler to do it all 82 games, man, that is a lot of responsibility we're asking a guy that is in his 16th year in the league. Can Alex Len do it? I don't know. Is this the year, if he signs with us, is this the year that he actually breaks out of his shell and become the number four pick that he was meant to be? And I'm pretty harsh on Alex Len. I'm a critical guy because as fans, we've all seen the Phoenix Suns, be one of the most exciting teams the NBA has ever seen. If it wasn't for Greg Popovich, we would have been in championships. And, of course, if it wasn't for Rudy Tomjanovich, out there in Houston, we would have been in a championship again. Barkley in the game. So it was never the fact that we didn't have the talent. It's just when we are acquiring the talent, or what are we doing with the talent that we are acquiring? And we got some good players on this team. Devin Booker is a future all-star. T.J. Warren can be one of the best second options in this league, next to Klay Thompson, next to a C.J. McCollum. And those are some pretty good, damn good second options. So now we got a lot of good young pieces that we're acquiring through the draft. What do we do in the front office to get that impact player in here? And that's what always set Phoenix over the top, getting that impact player. We got it from Steve Nash. We got it when we got Barkley. That one impact player influences the whole culture. Locker room on up. So I'm really thinking, like, what MB, what free agents can really come in, change this culture? Quite a few players. You know. And I'm talking about guys that can make an impact. Got Blake Griffin, we already know Blake Griffin and CP3. They're sticking together like glue. I don't care what anybody says, but that's what they are doing. And I see them going to San Antonio together. But what about a Taj Gibson? What about a Serge Ibaka, who's only 27 years old and can still get up and down, entering his prime? What about a Paul Millsap, who just really needed a change of scenery? What about a Nerlens Noel, who I like? I like a whole lot. There's some guys we're just throwing out there. So, why not give them a chance to come in and just be leaders and change this culture? Because we got some great locker room guys. Got some great locker room guys. Jared Dudley, great locker room guy. Tyson Chandler, who's got a ring to his name, great locker room guy. Leandro Barbosa, the Brazilian bird, great locker room guy. Those what I call elder statesmen that can show the younger guys the way to go. But man, if you look at our young talent that we had, Fender, Booker, Bledsoe, Jones Jr., Chris, Lynn, Josh Jackson, Warren, Euless, and I can go on and on. We could put something together. The West is wide open now, people. The West is wide open now. Of course, you know, you got your three teams. You know, maybe four. Yeah, you got your four teams. Memphis will always go. Golden State, number one. San Antonio, number two. Houston number 3, Memphis number 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, it's open, man. The Clippers are no more. Portland, they played in and out. Sacramento, I don't see it. Great, I don't see it. Maybe Minnesota, if they put it all together, which, by the way, they did a hell of a job getting Jimmy Butler. Great job getting Jimmy Butler. Kudos. Kudos to Tibbs. He pushed that trade. What other team? The Lakers. They got the pieces. They just don't have the wins. Don't see it. They're a couple players away. I think we are better shaped than the Lakers. Only way I see the Lakers winning more games than us is just because Magic is telling them to win now or get fired. But yeah, man. I think Phoenix, I truly do believe Phoenix can get in that eighth seed with the emergence of Josh Jackson, because Pop was willing to trade LaMarcus Aldridge for that fourth pick, and he was going to draft Josh Jackson. So if Pop sees something in you willing to give that, to get that fourth pick, and he clearly stated that he was going to get Josh Jackson and let him and Josh Jackson and Kawhi Leonard be that defensive tandem who terrorized teams. Yeah, now we have to put Josh Jackson into good use. Gotta put him to good use. And I used to say that, the positions are overcrowded, but, Earl Watson, I've been kind of critical of Earl Watson, but I believe his unique coaching style is going to allow, this will be his first full season as a head coach, so I'm pretty sure he will adapt and make some changes. But he will allow Josh Jackson, to mix it in with Devin Booker, PJ Warren, Eric Bledsoe, maybe that extra ball handler. I've seen him creating for other guys, which was really underrated. Frank Mason was the dude at Kansas, but the second half of the season was just all Josh Jackson. To the point where you forget that Frank Mason was even drafted in the second round. So Josh Jackson being that guy, man, and he keeps on making me a believer, slowly but surely. And I'm starting to like the pick a little bit. I like Marquese Chris. He definitely showed out, man, last year. He was given an opportunity. 6'10", from Washington, started all 82 games last year. Averaging 9 points, 4 rebounds. Not bad for a rookie. I think of him as being very, very durable. And he had some breakout games last year. It's just him being a rookie. He's going to have to, show out. Definitely did a whole lot better than Dragan Bender, who was drafted higher. But Dragan Bender was hurt, so hopefully he can show us that he was worth the pick this year. But I like Marquese Chris. I like PJ Warren. I think those two on this team are very underrated. So where do you put Josh Jackson at? That is the million-dollar question. Because Booker is going to get a whole lot of minutes. You know it. I know it. He knows it. Phoenix knows it. The NBA knows it. Booker's going to get a whole lot of minutes. T.J. Warner's going to get a whole lot of minutes. He's proven that he can play, getting his chance. He's getting his opportunity. He's doing a damn good job. Marquese Chris, what do you do with his minutes? You just can't say, oh, well, Marquese Chris, you sit down on the bench now. I mean, the man did start all 82 games, and he was a very solid contributor, both defensively and offensively. Underrated, am I saying that Marquese Chris is an all-league defender? No. But he's tough as nails. Get the very best. Does Josh Jackson play guard? You know, we do got Brandon Knight still. Eric Bledsoe. And, of course, the very underrated rookie. And, yeah, I say underrated. My man Tyler Ulis, who, if given some playing time, he could play. One of the best rookie facilitators in the game. Also like Davon Reed, who was picked up this year in the second draft, 32nd pick, from the University of Miami, 6'6", 220, can definitely stroke the three ball. And I'm talking about stroke the three ball with no problem, with no hesitation. It has the nerve enough to play some solid good defense. Like to see him. I'm pretty sure he's going to get in the rotation. Looking forward to seeing him in the summer league along with Josh Jackson. And, of course, my man Alec Peters, which his story was great, from Valparaiso. Another guy who can stroke the three. So we got a plethora of young talent. Is it going to translate to wins this year? I'm confident in Earl Watson. Very confident. And I know, once again, was very critical of Earl Watson, because there are some talented coaches out there, not on teams. Avery Johnson, I know he's a coach. There's nothing like that NBA money. Mark Jackson, who, as quiet as he's kept, has started the culture there in Golden State. Other coaches. But nonetheless, Earl Watson, I'm going to have faith, I'm going to have confidence in him that, hey, he's going to bring that UCLA mindset here in Phoenix. And he's going to lead us to the eighth seed in the playoffs. Because once again, the West is wide open. The West is very, very, very open. You know, you got, of course, Golden State, San Antonio. Then, of course, you know, you got Memphis, you got Houston. That's four teams right there. Okay. Somebody just chimed in. OKC. I don't know. They don't get Russ some help. And believe me, Russ was phenomenal. Averaging a triple-double, but you don't get that young man some help, he's going to be worn out. We just know he's going to do everything. Then, you know, you got Portland, Minnesota. But I think that spot from 6 to 8, and 5, 6, 7, 8, those four, that's very open, wide open. Anything can happen in the West. The West is a dogfight. It's not like the East where you're going to have the same teams be in the playoffs every year. Only thing I see changing in the East, instead of Chicago making the playoffs, it'll be Miami in the AC. That's it. But, you know, somebody said, give them my bold prediction for the Phoenix Suns, and this is it. The Phoenix Suns will make the playoffs. They will be the eighth seed in the West. It won't be Portland. It won't be Denver. It won't be Minnesota. It will be Phoenix. Why? Because we are a young team with a lot of talent. And I think this is the year that the young talent comes together and we generate wins. Some people might say I'm crazy, but when, and you know, OKC, but when they were Seattle Supersonics, somebody told Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant and James Harden and Serge Ibaka and Jeff Green, somebody told them they were crazy too when they say, hey, look, we're going to make the playoffs in the West. Wasn't in the East, in the West. When you know you were only fighting for two spots, that's the seventh and eighth. Because the first six were on lock. You knew who were the first six. You knew. Shoot, there were some 45-win teams that still wasn't going to the playoffs. It was a death match. And that young OKC team, they rose to the occasion. Took them some time, but they rose to the occasion, man. So, yeah, that is my bold prediction for the Phoenix Suns. This upcoming season, we will make the playoffs. AC. And build from there, man. We get a free agent. We get Serge Ibaka, and we take it off from there. Serge Ibaka with a Tyson Chandler or DeAndre Jordan, which we can easily trade for because looks like Clippers are in full rebuild mode. They have nobody there. They have Bayern Munich. That's it. Because there ain't no J.J. Redick. He is gone. He's a free agent. Chris CP3 opted out. Blake Griffin opted out. DeAndre Jordan is upset, and I'm pretty sure he's going to ask for a trade. So why not give him the Phoenix? We get an impact player like DeAndre Jordan. Man. And I'm saying it. Hey, DeAndre Jordan, if you are looking for a team, my man, come to Phoenix. Be to us what Barkley was, man. Barkley came from the 76ers. He got us to the championship. Immediate impact. And we got some guys that can give it to you. Matter of fact, you played with a guy from the Clippers that got it to you. That was Eric Bledsoe. Now, he might get traded. Still, got Tyler Ulis and Devin Booker to get it to you, man. Same thing, Serge Ibaka. Come to Phoenix. I need all you Phoenix fans out there to go out there, tweet some of these free agents, man. Convince them to come to Phoenix. Team full of opportunity. We got the money. We got two things in Phoenix, money and opportunity. And there's nothing wrong with those two options. It's been a great show. Love talking about the Phoenix Suns. Shout out to all my Phoenix Suns fans. I love you all. Shout out to the Phoenix Suns. Love doing these podcasts. Please, if I talk about you in a bad way, it's not because I don't like you. It's because I want you to live up to your maximum potential that we drafted you or signed you for. And I'm a Phoenix Suns fan. I always want us to go to the, I always want us to win. So it's been real. I want to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. You already know who it is. It's Smoochie D here on the livest podcast networks out there, Legion of Greatness Radio Network. You can follow us. Well, not follow us, but yeah, follow us. Yeah. Shout out to Matt the Intern. You can like us on Facebook, Legion of Greatness Radio Network on Facebook. Once again, like us on Facebook, Legion of Greatness Radio Network. Follow me on Twitter, at Busted Greatness. You already know when you see Diary of a Cool Dude, you know that's me. Follow me on Twitter, Blessed Greatness. Let me say one more time, like us on Facebook, Legion of Greatness Radio Network, man. Love the support. Thank you very much. Also, man, www.iesportsllc.com, www.iesportsllc.com. Best sports branding company right now. And of course, man, I'm always wearing something from the Soulmates Apparel clothing line. Shout out to my man Kennard Perry, doing great things for the sneakerhead culture out there in the Baltimore area. Catch him in Fashion Week very soon. You might see me ripping the runway as well. I'm not gonna give you all the secrets away, but you might catch me ripping that runway real soon, repping that Soulmates Apparel, that Soulmates clothing line. They always got something, man. You can follow them on IG at Soulmates_Apparel. Once again, follow them on IG, Soulmates, Soulmates_Apparel. Until then, make sure you catch us this week. Always got shows. In case you missed this episode, you know you can go to the Legion of Greatness Radio Network page on Facebook and replay this. Listen to this as many times. Listen to it 100 times. You already know, man. Until next time, stay up, stay blessed, and stay positive. It's been real. Thank you.